Now D-U-Z Duz brings you the Goldbergs.
You? Does everybody?
There's Molly, folks. That means your friends the Goldbergs are here. Brought to you by Duz, the new kind of soap that does everything in your wash. Now, today I've got two pictures to show you of a lady you may recognize. The first one is dated B.D.
B.D.?
Before Duz. Before this new kind of soap came into her wash. Before she knew that Duz, D-U-Z, is best, that it does everything. Now, here's the picture, B.D., before Duz. The lady looks over her wash line and says,
Gosh, I'm tired. Those overalls took so much hard scrubbing. My towels don't look very white, do they? And my rayon undies look so washed out, they'll never last.
Now, here's picture number two. The lady who didn't becomes a lady who does. She's discovered Duz is best. Does everything. It gives you unsurpassed whiteness for towels, unbeaten suds for cleaning, along with greater safety to colors. Here's the picture A.D., after dozing. The lady looks at her wash line.
Can you imagine getting those work pants clean without a smidge of hard scrubbing? And look how white Dove gets my linens. They're whiter than snow.
Well, why not? No soap made washes whiter than Dove, or gets dirty clothes clean easier. And how do your pretty colors fit into the picture after dusting?
Bright as can be. They last longer now.
That extra safety Duz gives you pays dividends. You see, Duz does everything. It's the soap that's best. Actual comparisons with 25 different wash day soaps prove it. Duz has the best combination of white washes, suds for cleaning, and safety to colors. So be a lady who does. Duz does best. Duz does everything. Now Duz invites you to visit the Goldbergs. This morning, Amadeo, Molly's young cousin from Mexico, got his wish to be enrolled in an American school. Teresa had promised to take him, but instead Mr. Reynolds arrived. Before Molly had a chance to decide whether to send Amadeo to school with Mr. Reynolds, Teresa's father, Candido Fernandez, came into the house, visibly disturbed. After a few moments, the old gardener suddenly spoke up. What could he do, he asked desperately. Teresa thought she loved Mr. Reynolds. How could he prevent her marriage to such a man? Fernandez didn't explain. Listen.
Mom.
Don't ask me any questions.
What was I going to ask you?
I don't know, but whatever it was, don't, please, because
why?
I can't.
Why? Because?
Because I have too much to think about.
Well, why can't I help you, friend?
Because?
Because I'm not old enough.
Rodney, please, don't induce me to speak above a whisper because Uncle David has a headache. And if he's snoozing, let him snooze and bring me Amadeo's clothes. I have them all laid out on the couch. I want to put buttons where buttons are needed and so on. The child is going to school now and everything's spick and spick.
Ma, what did Teresa's father say to you?
Please, darling, we were just talking in general.
And not about Mr. Reynolds and not about the Rosalie, other woman?
I don't want to hear that expression of the woman. I don't like that expression. Please. Please, evaporate it from your vocabulary. I don't like it. Please. Are you bringing the clothes?
Really, Ma, don't you think it's about time that you treat me as if I were an adult? Don't you think I know a few things about life?
I know you do, and I hope you do. But you're not asking me to sit and talk to you about life. You're asking me to discuss somebody else's life, and that I don't want to do.
Then you do know something.
Bring the clothes.
About Mr. Reynolds,
Rosie,
Ma?
Please, you want me to get nervous.
Why can't I know?
Please, bring me a needle and bring me cotton, all different colors, and my thimble, and my button box. And if you can fix the frame on Jose's picture, try to do so.
Maybe I know a few things that you don't know, Ma.
That's nice.
I never keep anything from you.
I think you should, Rosalind.
Oh, don't you want to know?
At the moment, I know enough.
How about Mr. Reynolds? Please, Ma. Ma, could you just answer one question?
All depends.
Why is Mr. Fernandez opposed to Teresa marrying Mr. Reynolds? Is it
going to be it?
Well, Is it because Mr. Reynolds is twice Therese's age? Or is it just because he dislikes Mr. Reynolds like everyone else does?
One question.
Ma.
That's for six, at least.
Ma.
Please, Rosie, please. I'm getting perturbed already, please. Time is fugitive, and I have to fix lunch for Amadeo, and I have nothing accomplished yet. Please.
You don't even want to know what I know?
No.
Why?
Because then I'll know too much, and too much is not good for anybody.
All right, Ma, you'll never know anything from me, never.
I'll try to survive.
Ma!
Look out, kid. Go there. Go away from all this under my feet. Please, go over there where the milk is in the saucer. Go, do me a favor. Go, dear. Do so, please. Mr. Fernandez? Come
one
in.
Cow, the big one, she's not give so much milk like the little one, huh?
Yeah, I know that. I'll take the pay.
Thank
you. Sit down, Mr. Fernandez. Yes, I'm going to bring you a cup of coffee, but this time I'll make it hot.
That is all right.
It's all right.
Sit here?
Yes, sit down, Mr. Fernandez.
How are you, Rosie?
I'm all right.
How is that you are not in school?
I have a few days between semesters.
Vacation?
Sort of. Rosie. Mr. Fernandez,
Yes, Ma. What are you doing?
I want to show Mr. Fernandez Amadeo's letter.
What?
I want to show Mr. Fernandez Amadeo's letter.
What letter?
The one he wrote to Jose.
Oh, the one he wrote to Jose. You didn't mail it?
No.
Huh? So why should we read it?
Because then you'll know what's on his mind, and you'll know what
to do.
Put it
away.
Oh, isn't this Teresa's name in the letter?
Put it away, Rosalie.
Here, Mr. Fernandez, right here.
What is it right here?
Yeah, it's all right, Ma. It's only Teresa's name in the letter.
But put it away.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yes.
Put it away.
Teresa Fernandez is a beautiful girl, and she speaks Spanish.
Put it away.
Amadeo Rosa. To read more?
No, Mr. Fernandez, please. Amadeo Rosa.
No.
This is beautiful. Put it away. Put it away, better. Paste it. And then put it in the food bowl. When I go to meet Amadeo by school, I'll post it in the post office. And Rosalie, darling, in the pantry, you'll see all the fresh milk. And I want to churn it after. Maybe we'll make some butter. See, everything is prepared for me, darling. Go, Rosalie.
Let's go.
Please. Sugar, Mr. Fernandez?
Ma,
may I ask Mr. Fernandez one question?
First, tell me what.
Is mice going to work for Mr. Reynolds?
No.
Oh.
Finish with the question?
Yes.
Thank you. So go forward, dear. Go and do what has to be done, darling, please. Drink your coffee, Mr. Fernandez.
Yes.
Mr. Fernandez, why did you say to Rosie that Mike is not going to work for Mr. Reynolds?
He not.
But why?
He not. No friend of mine go work that place.
Is it so bad, sir?
Si.
And all these years you stay?
Si.
So why is it all right for you and not for Mike?
Because I'm coward.
Who knows who is the coward, Mr. Fernandez? Some things you have to be afraid of, because a man without any fears is also sometimes a man without any sense.
It's too easy to find excuses.
Maybe Mr. Fernandez, Mr. Reynolds...
I hate that man, Mrs. Goldberg.
Yeah. All the trouble in the world starts from hate, Mr. Fernandez. You're a man that goes to church. You know that. Maybe if you would turn the other cheek. That's in the Bible.
It's not so easy to live by Bible, Senora Goldberg. It's easier to read Bible.
Well, love thy neighbor is not easy. Do unto others as you would have others do to you is not easy. Well, someday there'll become things to live by. I hope so. Or there'll be no world to live in, Mr. Fernandez.
Mr. Reynolds. He slapped my face on both cheeks, Senora Goldberg. Once when I first come to work for him, and he knew about me and my trouble, and now with my daughter Teresa. It's not easy to love somebody like that, Senora Goldberg. I am not God, I am only a man, and maybe if I was only a man and not a father...
Telephone, excuse me. It's all right, Rosalie, I'm taking it. My buttons and my needle and my cotton, you didn't bring me for, but please.
Hi.
Hello? Yes? Mrs. Goldberg speaking. Yes? Well, how do you do?
I don't think I ever met you personally, just by sight walking past. Uh-huh. Yeah. Yes, I know. But of course, if there's a meeting, I'll be very glad to go to attend, of course. Yeah. Well, that's very nice. Very nice. I appreciate that. Thank you very much. Thank you. Bye.
Who was it, Ma?
That's again about the councilwoman. They want me to run for councilwoman. And there's going to be a meeting. Rosalie, please, just attend to what you have to attend.
All right.
Senora Goldberg.
Yes, Mr. Fernandez.
Who called you just now? Elizabeth Neal, maybe?
Elizabeth Neal? Why, Mr. Fernandez?
Because she worked in the house of Mr. Reynolds for a long time. She never moved away from Lastonbury, Senora Goldberg. Everybody know. Even my Teresa know, but she don't care. But I care. Mrs. Goldberg, is going to be lots of trouble, Mrs. Goldberg. It's going to be plenty trouble. A man can't have one woman in his house and one around the corner. That makes trouble, plenty trouble.
But why did she call me? Why me, Mr. Fernandez? And tell me to run for councilwoman against Mr. Reynolds?
Maybe because she knows Mr. Reynolds like nobody knows Mr. Reynolds. Like she wants everybody to know Mr. Reynolds.
Now, maybe you're a lady who knows all about dishwashing from A to Z. But maybe you don't know about a soap for dishwashing spelled D-U-Z. Uh-huh, I mean does. Now, I've told you, does everything in your wash. It's the best. Well, that's not all. This new kind of soap does everything for dishes, too. And by everything, I mean the very things you want most in a soap for dishes. Suds that stand up till the last dish is done, fast action on grease, plus greater kindness to your hands. Yes, does gives you all that. Just put does in your dishpan. You'll see this new kind of soap spring up into suds the instant water strikes it. Suds that really stand up so you're not forever adding soap. Try does on those sticky frying pans. You'll find it races through stubborn grease without any hard scouring. Yet does is kinder to your hands than any other leading wash day soap. It leaves hands so soft and smooth. Now what more could you want from any soap? Does best. Does everything. Also, the other woman in Mr. Reynolds' life has a name. Elizabeth Neal. And not only has she a name, but she is also to have Molly oppose Mr. Reynolds in the coming election. Be sure to listen to the next episode of The Goldbergs, written for you by Gertrude Berg. This is Clayton Collier saying good day for the makers of Does, the soap that does everything in your wash. Save used fat. It's worth 2 red points per pound. You need those extra points. Our government needs used fat. Save every drop.